I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
All right, so adding to the news about the Giants hire, and my gosh, Joe Shane wasted no time. I'm assuming that that's part of the GM process, is you ask them what coaches they're interested in. Giants, if you're just tuning in, have hired general manager Joe Shane. He's a prominent member of the Bills front office. According to Shefty, the Giants are now expected to interview Brian Flores, the Bronx native, connection to Deshaun Watson, Dan Quinn, and Brian Daboll. So the Brian Daboll thing already going on. So Brian
already
Daboll
the favorite
working with it. Maybe. I think Flores has a chance. Flores is the Bronx guy. Flores very familiar with what Joe Shane has got to do. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
No, really. What's
y'all
so funny?
Doing you can't, in there, man?
You can't laugh and then just stop. What's so funny? What are
share
you
share with the
class?
Come up to the class.
Yeah, come up to the front. Share with the class. Go ahead.
So I hope you brought enough for everyone.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got there?
Well, we were just talking about the Mike Florio story. Thank you, Figgy, by the way. You know, talking about the Josh McCown thing. And this story is going to have so many layers to it. I was just telling you off air. It's going to be everything if Josh McCown ends up getting hired. It's going to be dissected and criticized and lauded in some circles every which way. But Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, can see through this as easily as everybody. And which get a new PR guy, all right? Who is the
get
PR
someone guy? Get someone who's not telegraphing
yes
things this badly.
So let me read this first, then I'll read a tweet, and then I'll read reaction from what I said was going to happen.
You're just having too much
I always have fun with this.
You're having too much fun.
I'm a fun guy.
Yeah.
This was Mike Florio. There's building chatter in league circles that the Texans really want to hire McCown. Some in the media possibly have been enlisted to spin the notion that it's not as crazy as it sounds. Then he goes on. The Texans apparently know they need more than a supportive tweet from one of GM Nick Caserio's reporter friends. They believe they need, as we hear it, another team to interview McCown.
Can I say this though? I don't think it's Nick Caserio's reporter friends. I think it's Jack Easterby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the one thing I disagree with. And that's the one thing I know that Easterby's tried to plant stories.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They believe they need, as we hear it, another team to interview McCown in order to legitimize and normalize the notion of McCown going straight to the job of head coach. And so that came just mere moments after, who was it? Aaron Wilson tweeted this. Jacksonville Jaguars have had a conversation this week, not an interview, with retired quarterback Josh McCown, according to league sources. Then he goes on, he's highly regarded for his knowledge of the game, leadership skills, and intelligence. So in response to this tweet, already there was 2 million people who follow Mike Florio saw his opinion on it. And there was a, I guess it's a Jacksonville television reporter tweeted Jaguars to the rescue, you know, with the sarcasm. And then just a moment ago, I guess it's NFL Network Yahoo's Michael Silver tweeted the hand slap to the forehead emoji. So people, this is
This is another example of telegraphing something and thinking people are stupid.
Yeah.
This is another example. And this is the problem with Jack Easterby is, from a football perspective, he's been a disaster. From a performance football perspective, anything outside of providing spiritual leadership or providing support or doing whatever Belichick wanted him to do, it's been a significant failure at the NFL level. And now when you change his job, these stories are getting leaked. They're getting telegraphed to the point where it's one thing for you and me who are paid to cover this squad to see this.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like...
Sometimes you get too close.
There are some people, like, I think most people in their NFL cities, if they're worth their salt and if they put the right amount of work into it, they can follow the dots. But Mike Florio should not be able to see through this easily and this quickly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's a
Jack problem.
That's a Jack problem.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. We got full phone lines, people wanting to sound off on this. Let's hear from Josh McCown, though, in his own words, talking about wanting to coach. Is that something that you would want to do in the future? This was McCown when he was first introduced to the Houston media types as a member of the Texans organization last year.
Josh, I know that the Eagles, and you talked about you coaching there at one point. Has that come up at all with the Texans about maybe coaching here after you're done playing? That come up yet?
I think I've, through different interviews, I've made that public that's something I want to do once I'm done, whenever that day comes. But yeah, we'll cross that bridge whenever that time comes, and that'll again be, you know, family decision and things that we talk about. They understand, you know, as did the Eagles and kind of everybody else, you know, for the past 4 or 5 years of my career, that I'm definitely interested in that. You know, just again, love this game, love being a part of organizations and part of teams, and so we'll see, maybe one day in the future.
Maybe one day soon in the future it could happen. I think I do feel bad for Josh McCown, because he probably should take a couple of steps before he gets to this level. But, you know, Jack Easterby took care of that because he has such an incredibly close relationship with him. But I feel bad for him now, because there is going to be – I mean, people are slapping their forehead emojis over this whole idea.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. You just can't help yourself, J-Lo.
Nothing I said is incorrect.
Byron, go ahead, please. Save the OG from himself.
Go ahead, Byron.
Byron, you got to be ready. Come on. Randy, you're on In the Loop. You better be ready, sir. Go ahead.
Some of my brothers from another morning.
Here we go.
What's up, man?
No disrespect to Josh McCown, I'm sorry, but I just want to throw a few pointers out there. We all know anybody that's getting an interview, that's coming through the doors of Kirby, got to have some type of relationship with Jack in the Box. I just want Nick Caserio to be as smart and intelligent that he was with this hire, that the conversation that he gave the morning show the other day.
Right.
If he's that smart and brilliant and going with his own mind, I trust in Nick. Summer ain't gonna be listening to you guys on that.
See, that's a good point, because it's just like shrapnel, man. You know, collateral damage is gonna be, you know, Nick Caserio here, because there is no denying, you know, that Jack Easterby is behind this, and so of course anybody associated with him immediately is going to kind of feel the brunt of that.
Yeah, and it's guilty by association.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Look, I don't care. Like, the complaints about Josh McCown that I've heard, and we don't know. I mean, hell, he could be coming in to work with O'Connell, who he worked with in Cleveland, or work with Pep or Lovie Smith or something like that. Like, I don't care about, like, the resume, like the layout of the resume, because there's certain situations where a guy pays his dues and it doesn't pay off, like B.O.B., or David Culley. There's certain situations where a guy's maybe on a fast track and it seems like he doesn't have the resume of someone else and it pays off. So I don't think there's like an exact science to it. But I also think they got to understand they're not going to get the benefit of the doubt here. Like,
right.
they don't get the benefit
and
of the doubt.
Across the country.
Yeah, and that's part of the Easterby experience. You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. The other thing that I think, and I think this is the biggest thing that you hear when you talk about who the Texans could hire, I don't think Josh McCown's going to be a puppet. Like, you can say, like, all you've got to do is hear what people say about him, hear him speak himself, know that Todd Bowles, Doug Peterson, trusted him to basically be an extra coach, and that he was doing a lot of stuff that coaches do, know what they've been saying about him for a long time. He's not going to just sit there and say, okay, yeah, tell me what to do here. So I think you can eliminate that. But all the other reservations, all the other things that you're concerned about, like, I can't talk you off a ledge on that. I can't tell you how to feel. And if you don't believe, like, what I just said, I can't blame you for that. But I don't think that he's going to be a puppet by any stretch of the imagination. And, like, the whole, like, resume, et cetera, I don't think there's an exact science to hiring a coach.
But doesn't he have a steeper hill to climb, though? Because I agree with your point. You know, somebody in that building is making it a very what have I said? He makes everyone's job difficult, from ticket takers to concessions to the general manager.
He being Jack Easterby.
To the owner, to sales, to season ticket, sales, to promotions, to advertising, to everyone in the building. He makes their job more difficult. He's making a potentially good hire. I mean, a potentially bad one, to be fair, but a potentially good hire making his job more difficult. What do they not see in this?
No idea.
Yeah.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. It's very poorly done by Jack Easterby. He's just so bad at this. Maybe they need to move the goalposts. Like, they tried to let him do football things. That didn't work. Now they're letting him do media relations and all that type of stuff. It's not working. Like, let me think about that. Like, does Toro need a day off? Like, can he put the mascot head on and just go out there and, like, get the crowd fired up? Like, does he know how to hold up the defense thing or something? we keep moving the goalposts for Jack Easterby to justify his existence. And he just keeps failing miserably. Like, it's no different than a player. Like, if Davis Mills throws four interceptions, we're going to come on here and say he's bad at his job.
Yeah.
Like, everything that Jack Easterby has done performance-wise, I'm not going to even focus on character, anything like that. Like, anything he's done, anyone you talk to, it's been bad. And he's done Josh McCown no favors. He's done him absolutely no favors. Julio, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Love your show, man. Listen every day. I am dismayed. I was hopeful after they fired Culley, but now that they didn't learn their lesson from, you know, looking at people that don't have experience and are considering Josh McCown, I don't know what to say. All I know is that they need to Josh McCown needs to change his name to Josh McCulley, and David Culley needs to change his name to David Money.
David Money.
Come on, man. He does have that money.
He does cut the bread.
Speaking of David Culley, it's almost like the caller was just trying to throw me up.
Good tease. Good tease, caller.
Thank you very much. We are all teammates here. Lines are still full, 713-572-4610, if you want to get in. Texans also expected to interview Kevin O'Connell from the Rams sometimes this week. Coming up, though, let's hear from David Culley. David Culley has ended his silence. He talked about getting fired and whether or not he got a fair opportunity. We'll also hear from some of you. A Stacked Football Friday continues next.
We'll have a chance to win football games. How many? I don't know.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's In the Loop with Landry and Lopez.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. David Culley, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. He ended his silence. He was asked about getting fired as head coach of the Houston Texans.
I had a really, really good locker room, a good coaching staff. Those guys played hard all year long. And, you know, I was just appreciative of that. That's part of everything that I've learned from all the assistant coaching jobs that I've had, all of the great head coaches I've been around. And, you know, I knew what had to happen to get those guys to believe in what we were doing for long. I was happy for that. And unfortunately, we just didn't get as many wins as we needed to do for me to continue on. This is a bottom line business, and obviously it wasn't good enough.
Yeah, that was in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio in Kansas City. And I thought he said a couple of things that were really, really interesting in there. That one, that comment right there, you could almost sense him like pausing because yeah. I guess I just didn't win enough. I mean, he expected, if you're reading between the lines, to be back. He did. I'm not saying he deserved it. I'm saying he expected to be back.
Here is more from David Culley. Asked flat out, did you feel that you didn't get enough time? Here's the former head coach of the Houston Texans.
I do feel that way. And the disappointing thing about my 1 year here was this, is that I'm only disappointed that I didn't get the opportunity to do what I felt like they hired me to do, and that was to make them a winner again. And I felt like we were on the right track. I felt like we were doing the things that needed to be done to do that. But again, the general manager felt like that philosophically that we needed to go in a different direction to get that done, and that's his choice to do that, and I respect that, and so I moved on, you know.
There you go. And he moved on. And what's next for David Culley? He said he's actually needed like a double knee replacement surgery for a few years. So he's going to get him a double knee replacement surgery. He's going to be out of commission for about 2 months. He's going to figure out if he wants to coach again. He did get $22 million, by the
16,
way.
16, according to McLean.
He's wrong. It was 22. Like, I'm promising you. McLean's here, like, because there were 16 remaining. He got $22 million. So
I'm not a liar.
You were wrong though. Yeah, he got $22 million. I promise you. Yeah, McLean was off on that.
Didn't you get a little?
He got an extra 16, but yeah, he got 22.
Didn't you get
total.
like a little, feel a little sympathy for Culley?
No,
in that other
absolutely
well, hold
not.
On. In that other part of the interview, when he's talking about he didn't pack his playbooks for the first time in 40 years or whatever, they were going somewhere and. I was like, oh, poor guy. You know, I mean, because say what you will about him as a head coach. The guy's been in the game forever and just, you know, lives for, I guess, diving into the football aspect. I was like, man, that's crazy. Just 40 years of packing his playbooks everywhere he goes.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Let's just hear a little Josh McCown on the field because there's like a notion that, you know, he doesn't have any coaching experience. I get it. Although he did get to call some plays at times for Todd Bowles and Doug Peterson, and sometimes the backup quarterback is like an extra coach on the field. That's why a lot of guys hang around as long as they do. Here is just a little on field. This is Carson Wentz practicing with Josh McCown there, just to give you a little like perspective of what he's been like during his playing career. When really for the last 5 years. Coaches have kind of described him as an extra coach / backup quarterback.
I keep hammering him about that. Just like, just complete balls, bro. Like that stuff, you know, as a quarterback, it builds momentum in your brain. It's like fast break layups. It don't matter if they're big or not. You all of a sudden now you're on fire. Now you feel good. So we just got to keep him there, you know. Keep him completing balls.
He's really everything you want in a backup quarterback, being that he's been in so many offenses. He's got a ton of experience.
Yes, you got it. You got it. Anything for you.
He's there to support me in the good, the bad, the ugly. You know, he's always there, and he's really been like another coach, another set of eyes.
There you go. Good. That a way, kid. Keep completing them, babe. Keep completing them. There we go. There we go.
You know, if there's something that I've learned along the way, maybe I can help him, you know, in this area, that area. And that's a process. And that was, you know, what started as soon as we got to camp and on into the season.
By the way, shoot it. Hey, completions, stack wins, build momentum in your brain. Completions, 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 completions.
All right, there we go. Little Josh McCown on field, 713-572-4610.
You sound a little familiar.
To get in. What do you mean?
Figure it out.
He's talking to white guys. That's how Josh McCown always sounds. That's not a Kelsey.
Is it?
It's not a Kelsey.
Not on the field.
Is it?
He's talking to white dudes right there. He's with the quarterback.
Doesn't matter who you're talking to.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of the Kelsey thing. Don't ruin a good thing we got going here, J-Lo. John, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Yeah, guys, you know, we've been talking about the head slap moments and the fact that, you know, people are looking at us and they're just kind of laughing. I wanted to also bring up a perspective of someone who doesn't live in the Houston area. I live in Beeville, Texas, way south Texas.
Not a baby.
And I'm used to I'm used to the fact that if the Cowboys are on TV at the same time as the Texans, we don't get the Texan game. That's just kind of how it works, unfortunately. But this was the first year that I ever saw that even if the Cowboys weren't playing on the other channel, they would just pick other teams to put on there. I mean, the Texans were on TV, and instead they were putting on they'd put on the 49ers against someone, or they'd put the Bills versus the Patriots. It's getting to the point now that you're not even able to watch the Texans. People have written them off so hard and have kind of just gone past them that they're not even bothering to put them on TV. And in the long run, that's going to affect, you know, it's not just affecting the folks in Houston. It's going to affect the entire state and people who want to be Texan fans. And if they're out of sight, they're just going to be out of mind.
You're not wrong.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
You're not wrong. That's been the case for a while now. But I do think, Landry, that starts to compound itself because his last comment there, out of sight, out of mind. A lot of people, you know, understand that there's apathy around
this
team.
What if he's a badass coach? That's the other thing, right?
Things can change. Absolutely. But he's talking about, like, right now that people are just in that mode.
713-572-4610. Kip, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Go, Kip.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, sorry, guys. I just wanted to talk about the Easterby effect, and you guys alluded to it in the last segment. This McCown interview, this is the second time in the last year he's been interviewed. Easterby's hands are all over this. I wanted to kind of change the narrative. You know, we've always been talking about fire Easterby, and a lot of the fan base has been using that hashtag, but I want to change it to hire Easterby because I want to put him in a position where he can be held accountable for the decisions and the impact he's having on this organization. He's always had a buffer. It started with Brian Gain and then Bill O'Brien, and then it was David Culley, and now it's Nick Cassario. He's having an infectious impact on this organization, and he's always had a buffer, and it's always been somebody else. But I want us to change the narrative and put him in the position where it's his head on the chopping block so that when he inevitably fails, we can move on from the Easterby and get back to where we were as a winning organization back before he ever stepped foot in the building.
You are not wrong, but it is not going to happen.
And they shouldn't need that.
They shouldn't need it.
Shouldn't
no,
need
no,
that.
It should be done already.
Yeah, they shouldn't need that.
But I'm saying, in terms of, like, this is the guy. He's, like, oversees all things, you know, whatever.
I thought it was important for O'Brien because that guy was just that was him and Easter. That was out of control. But they shouldn't need that for Jack Easter.
No, but I'm saying his point is if
he wants it to be accountable to where he can't hide.
Like, this and guy is
that's what happened with Bill O'Brien.
This is the manipulation. This is how the manipulation works with Jack Easterby. And I don't know how Cal McNair doesn't see it. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm just going to tell you how this works, because this is how it gets presented. This is how it gets laid out. So he makes all these decisions, and he is the one that's going around, and he's the one that's, like, you know, nudging people in the certain direction and yada, yada, yada. And he has the agent that represents all these front office guys, and then stuff happens, and he's Bill O'Brien's right-hand man. He's negotiating contracts, et cetera, but he doesn't have the title. And then he comes out and says, it's a double-edged sword here that actually benefits him. And he's like stabbing, he's like stabbing two people. First of all, he's stabbing the public and insulting their intelligence. And then he's kind of stabbing Cal McNair while kind of rubbing his back. He says, Cal made the decision. I didn't want to do this. So he's eliminating accountability there by saying that. And he's stabbing the obvious perception, the reality that he screwed stuff up. And then he's saying it's Cal's decision, which is kind of throwing Cal under the bus while also making Cal McNair feel like, you know, you're still in charge here. I know I'm the one that you pretty much trust and you listen to and you do all this, but I'm going to throw you under the bus while at the same time making you feel like you're in charge and I'm not in control of you. That's how this works. That's how this manipulation has worked with Jack Easterby.
And that's exactly what it is. Manipulation. It's been what he's been doing since he was in Jacksonville claiming things that he didn't do. You know, but
salary some, cap and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah.
They had to change his bio on the team website.
They sure did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They had to. 713-572-4610 if you want to get in. Could Josh McCown be connected to a man that is going to be interviewed for the position today? We'll hear from Kevin O'Connell, and we'll also talk about the football games this weekend. Should your frustration regarding Jack Easterby be directed at a kicker? Next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Hits. These are the hot stories of the day, brought to you by workformetro.org.
You're listening to In the Loop
with Houston's sports leader,
Sports Radio 610.
Kevin O'Connell, he coached Josh McCown for a year in Cleveland in 2015. I do wonder, Pep Hamilton was on the Cleveland staff in 2016, so he has experience with Josh McCown. The news of Kevin O'Connell interviewing, I think sometime today, and Pep Hamilton declining Carolina, like, could those be connected to the Josh McCown situation? Could he work under O'Connell? Could he work with Pep? And we also have Lovie Smith, who coached McCown for 2 years, and McCown credits for getting him into coaching or starting to think along the lines of being an NFL coach. So there's a lot of dots to connect, but we're trying to make sense of an often senseless organization in which you don't know what's going to happen. Here is Kevin O'Connell, Rams versus Buccaneers on Sunday. You'll hear it right here on Sports Radio 610. You can watch it 2 p.m. on Fox. This is Kevin O'Connell talking about balancing preparing to get to the NFC Championship game with these opportunities, including the opportunity to interview with the Houston Texans.
Well, first and foremost, the focus, you know, with what we're doing right now as a football team, it's my number one priority. And I really feel like, you know, you're absolutely right in the necessity to have a great feel for whatever team that I may be talking to about their roster, about their team. That's really important. But I think they would understand that my focus needs to be on, you know, the Rams first. And then I really feel like I've been preparing for this for a long time from a standpoint of philosophy and how you want to go about doing things. I've had some great people that I've learned from, nobody more than our head coach here, who would tell you guys the same thing, that our process.
Okay.
Impressive guy. Let me throw this out at you, because I'd be down with this. Kevin O'Connell, head coach.
Okay.
Josh McCown, offensive coordinator. Lovie Smith, defensive coordinator.
Be down with that.
Right?
Be down with that. And I would be down with Kevin O'Connell, head coach. Pep Hamilton, offensive coordinator. Josh McCown, quarterback coach / passing game coordinator.
I know all evidence to the contrary. Still not so sure Pep Hamilton's going to be here. Even though he turned down that job, which would indicate that he's got something lined up.
Again, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to make what?
Yeah.
Sense of a senseless situation.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. We got to try to follow the lead. In all honesty, like, it's hard to follow at times. The only time it gets easy is when Jack Easterby telegraphs things and just makes it so clear where his mind's at, going back to the Gerard Mayo situation, the Josh McCown, etc. Speaking of Josh McCown, this was Ian Rapoport reporting this morning on Good Morning Football about the news that for the second time, my gosh, a two-piece combo.
Mm-hmm.
Josh McCown is interviewing with the Houston Texans. Here is Ian Rapoport's report.
This is a name to watch. And not only is he someone who I think anyone who has encountered him probably knew he was going to be a head coach in the NFL, at some point doesn't have any experience coaching, but has plenty of experience in the quarterback room helping young quarterbacks. He is also close with Jack Easterby. They may go in a little bit of a different direction here when it comes to their coaching search, so I would at least keep an eye on Josh McCown.
There you go. One of those things, keeping an eye on him. I mean, I got to believe a couple things here. So let's say whomever the head coach is, let's just use Kevin O'Connell as an example. And you have, I guess by direction of Easterby and Caserio, Josh McCown as the offensive coordinator. How weird would it be having an offensive coordinator under you who interviewed for the head coaching job twice? A little weird. Not awful, but a little weird.
It's strange.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely weird to say the least. Not to Mike Tannenbaum, though. Mike Tannenbaum of ESPN, former general manager. Not sure you want the approval of Mike Tannenbaum when it comes to being a GM, but here we are. Mike Tannenbaum, two thumbs up for the Josh McCown interview.
I really like the idea of the Houston Texans at least interviewing Josh McCown to be their head coach. Earlier in my career, I represented Steve Kerr, the former player, great broadcaster and GM, who went on to become obviously a great coach with the Warriors. And when we did that contract, Steve had worked really hard to prepare for that day. And while he has more life experiences than what Josh McCown has now, Josh McCown has natural leadership. I think he'll be somebody that can hold people accountable. And while maybe he's not quite ready to be a head coach yet, just this experience will make him better. And I give a lot of credit to the Texans to think outside the box and to have a search that's comprehensive. Let's face it, none of us would have thought about Rich Bisaccia to be a head coach this time a year ago, and clearly he did a fantastic job with the Raiders. So credit the Texans for having a thorough search.
What a weird – first of all, Rich Bisaccia has been in the league for a long time. Second of all, he was a he was an emergency plan when John Gruden's emails got leaked out and they had to fire him. And third of all, Mark Davis is expanding the coaching search – and he's not even bringing back Rich. So I think that was a bad example by Mike Tannenbaum. I think that was really, really not a good example, to say the very least. I think the Steve Kerr example, you could just hang your hat on that, because there are NBA guys who've had unconventional paths to coaching that, if you want to make a cross-sport reference, I like that. But the whole Rich example, I don't think that was a good one.
Didn't
that make sense?
I could be wrong on this, but wasn't Steve Kerr, I know he wasn't just a player coach with the Spurs. Wasn't he an actual assistant for a while, too?
You should tell me that.
I should.
Know. I mean, you're the one that follows them. I have no idea.
But he had been coaching with Popovich regardless.
David Culley speaks, 6'10 in Kansas City. This is the former Texans head coach talking about getting fired.
I had a really, really good locker room, a good coaching staff. Those guys played hard all year long. And, you know, I was just appreciative of that. That's part of everything that I've learned from all the assistant coaching jobs that I've had, all of the great head coaches I've been around. And, you know, I knew what had to happen to get those guys to believe in what we were doing for long. I was happy for that. And unfortunately, we just didn't get as many wins as we needed to do for me to continue on. This is a bottom line business. And obviously, it wasn't good enough.
There we go. By the way, Kerr not listed on the Spurs coaching staff. It says 98-01 he played, but who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
There's a lot of unconventional paths. Here's David Culley on if he feels that he didn't get enough time to be the head coach in Houston.
I do feel that way. And the disappointing thing about my 1 year here was this, is that I'm only disappointed that I didn't get the opportunity to do what I felt like they hired me to do. And that was to make them a winner again. And I felt like we were on the right track. I felt like we were doing the things that needed to be done to do that. But again, the general manager felt like that philosophically that we needed to go in a different direction to get that done. And that's his choice to do that. And I respect that. And so I moved on, you know.
There you go.
Mm.
David Culley, right there.
We'll see where
Rich man.
I wouldn't coach again.
Getting two knee replacements.
Yeah.
He's going to be out for 2 months.
Yeah.
So was he just not going to get those if they wouldn't have fired him?
I mean, maybe. I guess he could have still gotten them in the offseason.
And just be MIA for 2 months?
Wheelchair at the draft and all that. He wasn't going to make the decisions anyway. I mean, all due respect, he wasn't.
But I don't think you want your coach in a wheelchair at the draft.
Well, if he's got two knee replacements, he's supposed to be in the war room.
Just chilling in a wheelchair.
Stick him in the corner. Yeah.
I would put him in a chair. I wouldn't even mention the knee replacements.
Why not?
I don't know. It's his second year on the job. He's already getting knee replacement. Like, it's one thing if they said Belichick
or 66 or whatever.
I don't want him to. I don't want him to.
You want him to look better.
I want him to look better.
Portray a better image.
If he's out there, yes.
All right.
That's what I want. Was Cully done wrong? Mike Florio joined the afternoon guys. Wade Smith and Ron the Show Hughley. I think that's the duo once again today, if I'm not mistaken. Who knows? But here is Mike Florio talking about if David Cully was done wrong.
Yes and no. I think he was hired to be fired after 1 year. I think it was kind of a redshirt year for the organization. They didn't want to saddle an established coach with a 4-13 finish. It was almost like a palate cleanser between courses of a meal where they knew they were going to be horrible. Let's just try to stabilize things in the front office. Let's just get through this season, and then we'll go hire a coach that actually may propel us toward our goals. I feel like that's what happened. So what bothered me is the peddling of BS in the aftermath, especially the suggestion from Texans GM Nick Caserio that philosophical differences motivated. Get the hell out of here with that. Philosophical differences. Like, David Cully is going to act like Bill Parcells with his 4 wins that he engineered this year and come in and start turning tables upside down and demanding things be done his way. Bull crap. He'd have done whatever Caserio told him to do. Caserio told him what to do in his headset during the game. Don't give me philosophical differences.
Man, Florio. Right.
There you go. Florio, so he's not buying that. He doesn't seem too put off. He just doesn't like the report of philosophical differences.
Yeah.
That's where Florio sits. You can hear that interview. Fire up the Odyssey app. He joined Wade in show yesterday. The Giants have hired a general manager, and the head coaching process has sped up along the way. Joe Shane. We briefly introduced the audience to Joe Shane last year. He's been in the Bills organization for a while, worked his way up as a scout. He's going to be the GM of the New York Giants. They are already expected to interview, according to Adam Schefter of ESPN. They will interview Brian Flores. They will interview Brian Daboll. And they will interview Dan Quinn. So the list is already there. I would anticipate it being Daboll or Queens native Brian Flores. Yes. I think it's valuable, and if I were interviewing, I would always interview coordinators in my division because I would ask Dan Quinn, who's one of the best defensive coordinators in the league, very well respected, getting a lot of opportunity. I would ask him, where did you think we sucked the most?
Yeah.
Like, offensively, where did you think we sucked the
most? And then just use that information.
And then just use that information, pick his brain a little bit, and see what's going on.
Happens every year, man, and at every location. I'm sure it's happening here. You know, I'm sure that's absolutely happening.
The Watson speculation will increase with the hire of Daboll, and I think with the hire of Flores. And the other thing that I think needs to be noted is Joe Shane's been with the Buffalo organization for a long time. They went through some somewhat difficult times when it comes to the quarterback position. They had Tyrod Taylor. They had the Peterman experiment. They were struggling until they got Josh Allen. So if anyone knows the importance of getting an elite franchise quarterback, it is Joe Shane, and he's also familiar with Deshaun Watson because in the 2019 divisional or wild card round, Deshaun Watson did his thing against the Buffalo Bills.
Well, not only that, I mean, he's got Brian Gain right there. I mean, I think that's what's really going to be, you know, key for him in terms of how he, you know, he feels about.
What is Brian Gain? What do you mean?
I mean, he's got a relationship with Brian Gain.
Oh.
Yeah. And so, you know, obviously, you know, he's got real insight on Deshaun Watson and how things are there, too.
There's a report coming out that got John Lopez's attention, has him wondering about Josh McCown. We'll get into that at noon. Are more people interested than we originally thought? Stay tuned.
We'll see.
At noon. Divisional round football this weekend. Are you ready for some pigskin? So,
I wish I was in Vegas. My guy Rick Martin over at Texas Star Grills is going to Vegas. I'm like, dude.
This is the best weekend to go.
Golly, man.
It's the absolute best weekend to go. Divisional round for sure. Wild card round as well. Those are the two best. Better than the Super Bowl. Better than March Madness. Don't let anyone tell you different. I've been to all of them multiple times. I'm telling you. Divisional round, wild card round. Yep. Too many Jamokes running around Super Bowl. Too many Jamokes running around March Madness. It's a cluster.
Yeah.
Tennessee versus Cincinnati. 3:30 on CBS. Derrick Henry expected to return to the Titans. Joey Burrow looking to remain unbeaten in his playoff career. Now, he has only won one, but it is going to be Zach Taylor versus Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel looking to return to the AFC Championship game for the second time in 4 years as head coach of the Tennessee Titans, a place the Houston Texans have never been, and the old Oilers have been twice in 4 years. If they win over the, if they beat the Bengals, Mike Vrabel will have led them there not once, but twice.
We had this conversation last night, and our guy Stanford Rout joined us for dinner, which, by the way, Worcestershire sauce, come on. But we were talking about the Titans, and he's all about the Titans. We're all thinking that they're so overlooked as a number one seed. Can I interest you in a factoid? It's not a stat. It's a factoid.
Yes.
Did you know that the Tennessee Titans, of the teams remaining in the NFL playoffs, have beaten the Bills, beaten the Chiefs, beaten the Rams, and beaten the 49ers? They're the only team that is undefeated against other teams in the divisional round of the playoffs. Why don't they get a little more respect?
Because people are hung up on the Chiefs and Bills. Like that,
they beat them, both.
I know. People are still hung up on them.
They also beat the Rams and 49ers. Also beat the Rams and 49ers.
Quarterback, for sure. Yeah. I mean, you could be making a – I mean, I think if you gave people a list and you told them to rank the quarterbacks 1-4, Tannehill would be fourth on everybody's list.
They beat them.
So that's the problem. Yeah. They beat them, but they softened them up. Those teams softened them up for the Texans. My goodness. Game two, the San Francisco 49ers versus the Green Bay Packers, 7:15 on Fox. Kyle Shanahan versus his former coworker, Matt LaFleur. It's expected to be cold in Green Bay. Oh, my gosh, what a story.
Yeah.
Never cold in Green Bay. Robert Dominski, who covers the Green Bay Packers out there, he asked Matt LaFleur about the cold. And Matt LaFleur rolled his eyes just like I did.
Matt, how did your guys handle the cold this week? And was there anything that you normally would have done outside that you just decided to move indoors just because of the cold?
Was it cold out there, Rob?
My hands are just, I can barely type.
I don't know. It felt like Green Bay to me.
It did. It absolutely. So, a low of 5 degrees, a high of 13 in Green Bay, Wisconsin, with snow flurries.
Is that normal?
That's normal.
That's miserable,
man. Doesn't make it any less cold.
Who wants to live like that?
Who
wants to live like that? To quote Jonathan Moxon in one of my favorite movies, this is a message to all the Green Bay Packer fans out there and all the people that really live in places like Wisconsin.
Yep.
I don't want your life. That has to suck. 30's bad enough here.
Low of 5, high of 13, kickoff at 7:15. The temperature will be 7 degrees with snow flurries and a light wind.
Screw that.
I get it's Green Bay.
Screw that.
But it doesn't make it any less cold.
No thanks. LA Rams versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 2 o'clock on Fox on Sunday. Jack Easterby, not very popular around here. Should the most hated player in the NFL be the kicker for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Ryan Succop? Why, you ask? Glad you asked. Here is Jack Easterby talking about how he got his foot into the NFL.
Yeah, well, I've never really seen myself as a football guy. I played
Me neither.
College basketball and didn't really have a ton of football growing up in my family. I always loved the game of football, but worked a year after playing college basketball in a small school, worked a year for the Jacksonville Jaguars in salary cap administration. Left there, worked 7 years in ministry back at the University of South Carolina for Fellowship of Christian Athletes, and that led me to Ryan Succop. I was able to launch our foundation, which is the Greatest Champion Foundation, and that just funded us as we transitioned to Kansas City and then as we transitioned here. And, just servanthood. How can we push people to become better men? How can we leave the rooms, the couples, the families better than we found them?
Okay.
So Ryan Succop, you shouldn't be a fan, huh?
No, hell no. Hell no. I don't like Ryan Suckup.
Oh, my gosh. Thegreatestchampion.org?
Yeah.
Read the first line on the website.
You're joking.
It's a banner.
You're joking.
It's a banner headline.
This is fake.
No, it's not. Look at the website. The greatest.
By the way, I don't know if that charity is still doing it. Is it?
I don't know.
It says Houston.
It's had some.
Did you read the banner, Figgy?
I didn't.
It says it all matters.
Oh, man.
The greatest champion.
That's what they had all over the scoreboard around here.
Yeah, it is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.